Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert. I am the founder and honored again to be your host for another Thursday night program. For those of you who are listening for the first time, just a couple of things here before we introduce tonight's guest. Our website address is talkingwithheroes, HEROES.com. And if you want to find out about our 9-year history, actually a little over 9 years now, just add a /about to that, talkingwithheroes.com/ABOUT. We also have a news site, thankyouforyourservice.us. Plus, brand new, we have a company called AmeriStreamLive.com. They've offered and actually set up for us a brand new video and audio channel. So we're going to have our audio programs and our videos on there. And it's AmeriStreamLive.com/talkingwithheroes. Again, for those of you listening for the first time, we've just been doing these audio programs for about 3 years now, but we actually started 9 years ago with an audio program. But in between, from 2006 to 2011, everything we did was videos. We made 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan, going out on missions with the troops, going in the villages, interviewing the local people, basically documenting for them, but with them. They're mostly unheard, positive, and progress stories. The things that, unfortunately, I was told by some of the news media this, they didn't think it was something the American people were really interested in, so to them it wasn't news. And, well, we're pushing close to 300,000 now who have watched one or more of 300-plus video episodes from those trips overseas with our troops on YouTube. But also, over the last 10 months now, we've been in a strategic partnership, a very unique partnership that I'm really excited about, with an alliance of military support groups. It's a group called r4alliance.org, www.r4alliance.org. And I was going back over an article we have on our Thank You for Your Service page that lists all the members we've interviewed so far. And by golly, tonight is the 43rd program we've done like this. Most of them are with the organizations, most of them by veterans, but there's also been some caregivers on the program. We've had young people talking about what it was like as a child growing up with dad or mom being deployed, some of them multiple times. Some of them talked about what happened after they got back as far as PTSD or traumatic brain injury or other injuries. And just an amazing, amazing 9-10 months. And then for all of you listening, not just first-time people, some of you know that myself and Andy LaPointe and his son, Ryan, who's a junior in high school up in Michigan, we all got to go to the 2015 Face of America event organized by WorldTeamSports.org. There were 600 riders on all kinds of different bikes that went 110 miles over about 2.5 days from the Pentagon to Gettysburg. About 140 of these were wounded warriors on specially made bikes so they can participate. What an amazing experience it was. It made me realize that all the health stuff I've gone through since my last trip to Iraq and Afghanistan and the surgeries is nothing compared to what they deal with every single day. Well, some of those videos are now on YouTube, and more will follow next week, but you can watch these amazing videos right now on the World Team Sports YouTube page. So if you have a YouTube page, just log into your YouTube page, and in the search box there, just type in World Team Sports. They are also one of the founding members of the R4 Alliance. Well, again, on today's program, we have another member of the R4 Alliance, and it's an honor to introduce to you Cher Myers. She is the founder of, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Saddles Ranch, which is www.sadles.net. We are about to hear about equine therapy for veterans. Welcome, Cher, to the program.
Oh, thank you so much, Bob. It's such an honor to be here tonight. I'm so excited to be sharing time with so many like-minded and like-hearted individuals as far as we care. And, you know, Saddles is just a small little ranch in a little town that has a big heart and that has a pretty long history of 18 years now that I've been working with men, women, children, families, and it started from a dream, and it truly did. So equine therapy is so interesting because people think of horses, and a lot of times they think of the back in World War I and World War II when we use horses for recovery for physical injuries and for core building and for, you know, using strengthening. Nobody really thought about what was going on inside the person and the connection that could be made with the horse. And I've been, since 1997, working with my own, started out with a small group of children, and lots of trauma. And I just started seeing this amazing transformation in this connection. So I went on this journey back in the day when there wasn't many people doing this in the mental health field. Saddles is my private practice. We are the proud home of Code Horse. Code Horses are not-for-profit at no cost to our veterans and our family members and our children. We offer an 8-week type of equine therapy. It's an experiential program, and it's based on some research that I did. I was asked by the University of Central Florida, the College of Medicine. I was asked to develop and facilitate an 8-week program, and we wanted to test it, so we did. And the amazing results led me to come back to my hometown and develop our Code Horse program here. We have individual type. If I have a veteran or a family member and they're not ready for group, or they just don't know what they want, but they want to find some peace, they come out to the ranch. So in doing that, they meet one of our 7 horses, and generally what happens is one of the horses or more just speak to them. They just connect with them. Cannon, I have to say, he's our most popular therapy horse for our military guys. Don't know why, and it's really before they even know his name, but he has the heart and soul of a warrior, as they all do. Lots of people ask me, what is it about horses that make it so powerful? Horses are prey animals, and we're predators. So for us to redefine and think like a prey animal takes a lot of awareness, so you begin to get in touch with yourself. Because if a horse can move a herd by the flick of an ear, I can tell you what I've got coming down to, you know, we have the cabin where you park, and walking down, I look at the horses, I can tell by the ears and the body language, they feel the turmoil, they feel the emotions. They're so accepting and they're so non-judgmental. So it just makes it a win-win when you actually work and connect with them. And it's motivating, you know, so it's just really awesome.
That sounds like that. I mean, I've heard this before from other organizations, but now you based in what, Florida? Is that where you were based, the ranch?
Yes. We're based in Central Florida, yes.
Okay. Great. So how does somebody get involved? I mean, how do they, like, go to your website? Do they, if they're a form to register? Or how does, you know, a veteran maybe that's listening right now, or a military family, what would they do?
Absolutely. The easiest thing, the saddles.net or our new website, and we have Facebook, www.codehorse.org. Find us on Facebook. Our contact numbers, just call us. And we have Military Mondays and Tactical Tuesdays. We're developing our 3-day retreat programs that will be based on folks that maybe are not as local. You know, Florida has the uniqueness of being only 150 miles from coast to coast in Central Florida, and I'm kind of right here in the middle, so it makes it doable. We're there. So call us, and we'll get things set up. And I have right now, some of my veterans are not ready for anything. They need the intimacy and they need the trust building. and they need that relationship. And the ranch is so beautiful because it's a nestled oak hammock. It's, you know, and it's in a hilly spot. Florida does have hills there, which is really cool. And so you can really take the time to get to understand what the horse is saying to you. And I'm really not kidding. It is so profound. Today I had a hospital group, and again, I've had an inpatient hospital group for 15 years that have come up. They have become increasingly more military PTSD and TBI. We have men, we have women, and we have children too. But what I'm seeing is if the horse moves you to a point where you can recognize by, say, holding what we call a lunge line, it's just you have a halter on the horse and then you have a long rope. It could be 10 foot, 20 foot, doesn't really matter. They actually feel the energy from the rope. They feel the presence of our own, what we call chi. So I may help a person, and you know, if the goal is to see how the horse circles around you, and all of a sudden this horse is bolting out with energy, I may help that person, the client, to say, hey, exhale, take a breath. And then they take a breath and the horse stops and looks at them. I mean, that's kind of like, ah, I didn't even know that. Or just helping to use that relaxation and retrain the breath training. And again, you know, nobody needs horse experience. And it doesn't matter if you're, we accommodate all types of physical injuries, because it's that relationship. And that relationship is the moment of the connection is made, the moment the healing begins, in a different level, because the horse looks to you, and that partnership, he looks to you to be the leader. So it helps us come out of that place and get comfortable in our skin. And a lot of, when we did the, with the College of Medicine, when I did the exit interviews after the pilot study, and we did that for a year and a half, we had three different groups. The themes that came up were, I felt more peaceful. There was teamwork. I actually learned to trust. I was able to show patience. I'd never thought I would care again. I'm getting out socially where I didn't do before. I've got more energy than I had before. You know, just all those, a feeling of calm. And we hear that some of our addictions people, you know, they the moment they come, it's a motivation to find a different space based on how the horse responds to you. So it's really kind of cool, actually. The horses are truly the healers. Yes. I'm just an instrument. Yeah, so it's awesome. I love it. And, you know, my father also, growing up as a child in a military family, both my husband and myself are, my dad was a top gun. His dad was a bottom gun. My father served in World War II, the Korean conflict, in Vietnam twice. And when he came back from Vietnam, he didn't come back. And there was a lot of pain. He was here physically, but the trauma of war, back when a time when they just didn't have the resources and the knowledge that we do now. So for me, I'm very motivated to make a difference to our servicemen and women, and to the families, of how to, you know, how to cope, how to reconnect. Channel 2, West News, did a story about 2 weeks ago on one of our veteran families. It was a husband and wife with two little children, and what they experienced. And Chris is able to say, I couldn't get out of the neighborhood. I couldn't go anywhere with I was extremely uncomfortable. For him, walking around in a stroller around the neighborhood with his children was just next to impossible. And the horses gave him that part of himself back. And they were able to show him when and where, which helped him and his wife to understand what everyone around is feeling. So it really just gives you this regulation. It gives you this, it's more than a mirror, because there's so much bonding and care. It touches that place on those feelings that sometimes, and many times in the PTSD cases, of the horrific things that has happened, it lets us get in touch with our skin. It lets us feel comfortable in our skin. It lets us relax and help our body to relax too. And I do a lot of breath training. I'm a, you know, as I said, I'm a licensed clinical social worker as profession, but I'm also a Qigong breath instructor, and that's just some active breathing. And I've been trained in neuro-linguistic programming for medical hypnotherapy. So all those things incorporate nicely and well when you're working in this type of modality. It's extremely unique. I can't say enough how much I believe and how much I've seen it. And, you know, from our kids that are 3 and 4 years old to our elderly people I've got, you know, I think, gosh, I've had 70-year-olds working with a horse and with a whole new perspective in life. And that makes me feel good.
Wow.
That makes me feel like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's amazing. Yeah, you definitely have quite a background, too. You've been with, the writing instructor. You've been certified with other organizations. I mean, you've been, like you said in the beginning, you've been doing this for a long time. What you're doing is a real blessing to our veterans, and I'm sure the families, too, and our military.
Well, it's
your passion, right?
Yes, it is.
Can hear that. So how did you connect with R4 Alliance? I always ask the organizations, I mean, because this is like, it's been an exciting, like I said, 9+ months to just talk to all these organizations and realize that these are all people from all across the country agreeing to work together in an alliance. How is that working for you?
Oh, it's working fantastic. I am so thrilled. And it gives you this breath of feeling like you're not climbing straight up a hill where you've got no support systems around you. Sometimes we do. I love it. It's been a couple of months that I've been working with some of the Central Florida, the Florida Veterans Alliance, and David Booth from Combat Veterans to Careers shared the information about R4, and I was like, this is part of my team. They just don't know who I am yet, but I loved it, and I'm excited about the conference coming because it really does make a difference. It makes a difference in the sense that, hey, maybe there's some of us that all qualify for a grant that will help children or help the spouse or the partners or the parents of deployed veterans and servicemen and women. It opens up the door to not only networking, but you just feel so empowered. And you have so many more resources at you. So I'm thrilled. I can't wait to the October conference in Orlando, Florida. I'm really excited to go, and I certainly am thankful that I found the R4 and they found me too.
I'm excited about October too. I hope I'll be able to be there, but I know there's like people are going to be coming from organizations all across America. I mean, there's going to be so many veterans there, and just it's going to be unbelievable. Hopefully we can do something similar to what we did at Face of America in late April at the conference with a lot of, matter of fact, you're going to be there. Are you bringing people with you that work with you? I'm just curious. I know we could do this off the air probably, but
yes,
you are
off the air, and yes, I plan.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll set up a video, just like we're doing now audio. We'll set one up on video so it can be on YouTube for you.
Oh, awesome.
That's great. Yeah, that would be cool. So
you know,
great.
And that's another thing that I think the awareness that by having the R4 and having the privilege of talking with you tonight on the radio, I just think it's the awareness that we're getting the word out. Hey, we're here for you. You know, thank you for your service doesn't even come close to what we want to do for you because for all you've done for us. And it's from the child side that's been on the inside, knowing the culture and knowing the hardships and knowing all the experience, you know, it is time that all of us step up and do something to make a real difference. And I'm just happy I can be one of those players.
Exactly. Well, being part of the military family is something I'm hearing over and over again. People, it isn't just veterans leading the way now. It's people like yourself. You know, you're like you said, your dad, World War II. Did you say your husband also?
My husband's father. My husband's a first responder right now. And, you know, again, seeing the trauma, living the things that we do, if you have no clue and no concept, you can't even grasp what it's like for our families and for our veterans and for our military and former military. So it just, you know, again, it's a driven mission, and it's just, I'm so excited now to see all the organizations that are stepping up and making a difference.
Exactly. Yeah, the chairman of the board of our Four Alliance, William Potter, he's a Vietnam veteran. And I know, I've noticed over the years quite a few Vietnam veterans that are out there leading the way, helping our troops of today. I've had some of them tell me the reason they do that is so what happened to them doesn't happen to our troops again.
I had a 27-year-old, one of my young veterans who, you know, he lost a limb from the hip down, lost his leg, and he just had the greatest attitude. And one of the conferences, we did an international conference, and I was asked to attend, and we put a panel, and they were on it. And one of the things that was I was so touched and moved by this, and again, probably because my own father's history of Vietnam twice, and, you know, that I can personally relate to because I was living at home when he left for a year and came back and left for another year. But this young man said, you know, this program saved, he was speaking of our program, because this program saves lives, I know it. You know, he was, thankfully, he survived a suicide attempt. And we know that 22 veterans a day are committing suicide. And he said, we need to do more, and thank you in doing more. He said, and don't forget our brothers and sisters from the Vietnam era. He said, we have what we have now today because of what they didn't have, and we'll never forget them. And I was very moved by that. So, and it was interesting because in some of our programs, I have right now one of my groups is formerly homeless, and Ocala National Forest sadly houses a lot of homelessness. It's such a big problem. But I've got Navy, I've got Army, I've got Afghanistan, Iraq, and Vietnam veterans, and they're all in this thing together, and it works, and it's working. And I love it. So that is just that, you know, pulling it together, that the horses have made that happen, you know, and the teamwork and stuff. So it's just a really cool thing.
Absolutely. So I can't remember where the conference is, but do you know where it is? If you do, are you close to the conference where your ranch is?
We are 1 hour max. Easy drive.
Away from the conference is going to be.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. Like I said, we'll talk off the air.
Okay. Yeah. I hear a plane.
My mind is always racing, sometimes more than I can do, but I try. Okay. So, I guess what I'm wondering is veterans that are listening in other parts of the country, they can come out there. They would have to, cover their own cost to get out there? How does that work?
Right now, again, we're active in fundraising and we're looking for sponsorship. Our goal is to have no cost for veterans. There's certainly no cost for programs now. We're still, you know, we're working to build that resource, and that is a goal that, you know, we don't want the families to have that expense. But if nothing else, call us, because I may be able to connect you with a similar equine organization that works with veterans because of my all my equine connections that I have and my association
right.
and affiliations, and you know, to where maybe there's something closer if they can't. But we have our 3-day programs. We offer them several times a year, and we'd love to have you on. And we go, you know, we have no problem with with knocking on the doors of our local hotels and saying, "Will you sponsor a vet for us?" So, you know, we really want this to happen to everyone.
Absolutely. So to find you on Facebook and Twitter, basically what they would do is log in to their Facebook or Twitter account and put in Saddles Ranch, right? Saddles Ranch, and that'll pull you up.
Yeah, and our Facebook page also is Code Horse, again, because we've just named the program,
okay.
And we're really loving that. That just fits. The Code Horse is the acronym for horses offering resiliency, sustainability, and education. So that's our acronym. So looking for Code Horse, you'll find us on Facebook. Looking for Saddles. But Code Horse is where the military focus will be. So please find us, like a sheriff.
Okay, so I need to change that on the talk show page for you. Put Code Horse. And then when I send my Twitter message out later, I should put Code Horse in there instead of Saddles Ranch, right?
That would be awesome. Either one will find us.
Yeah.
But that would be fantastic.
Right. That sounds good. Okay, good. I'm glad you said that. Okay, well, I appreciate you taking the time to be on the air. I hope we get to meet in October. But, you know, before we go off the air, I always like to ask if you'd like to do a shout-out to our troops. I mean, we have troops all over, a lot of different places around the world.
Oh, I absolutely would love to. And say, you guys have no idea how much it means and how proud I am to be a part of a little piece of a cheerleader, and to appreciate and to share and spread so much that you do. Thank you for all that you do. Your sacrifices are so remembered and appreciated. We love you. Come home safely.
Yes. Thank you, Cher. Thank you very much for what you've been doing for years. This is great. Do you want to give your website address again?
Okay. Yes. www.codehorse, one word, codehorse.org.
Okay.
That's our
great.
Website.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Bye.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, folks, you've been listening again on our Thursday night program to another episode of the TalkingWithHeroes.com talk show program with another member of the R4Alliance.org, the Alliance of Military Support Groups. Now I understand that there are well over 50 members in this organization. These folks are from all across America. And so I'd like to give my own shout-out to the troops. Thank you for your service to our country. Thank you to your families for your service. And same to all of our veterans. And to those of you who are in areas right now, maybe in Iraq, Afghanistan, other places where you may be in harm's way, be safe, stay alert. God bless you. God bless America.